Everybody, recording live from somewhere. This is the Fry Cook on Venus podcast, and I am your host. My name is Scott Anderson. I am a dreamer, a storyteller, a Renaissance man, and above all else, at this very moment, I am still a nice guy trying to not finish last. Thank you, all of you, oh so very much for checking out the program this week. Whether you're a returning customer or you're right now losing your Fry Cook entity, thanks for hanging out. If by the end of the show you find yourself enjoying it, then hey, feel free to rate it and review it over in the world famous iTunes store. Each one of those ratings and reviews helps us climb those charts just a teeny bit. With each one we get, we make progress, and I thank you, all of you, for each one that I've gotten so far. If you'd like to subscribe to the show so it comes to you free every single week once it's uploaded, you can do that over in iTunes or via the official BlackBerry Podcasts app. Now, if you've got friends that you talk to on the phone or in life or on social media, maybe they're in your head. Hey, I'm not here to judge. Please tell a friend to tell a friend about the show. Share the link wherever you see it. And hey, if you're one of those few people who use that little social networking site called Facebook, then use your like button for good and head on over to our website and hit our like button over at thatcsaguy.podomatic.com. Apologies in advance if it sounds like I'm yelling and I'm in a super good mood on this podcast because, well, let's just face it, I'm yelling and I am in a super good mood while I record this podcast. I currently have my music turned up. Shout out to Florence and the Machine. I've currently got iOS 7 downloading as we speak. But you know, everything right now is just right. It's a very good vibe. I hope you're all experiencing something similar. I think this vibe that I am currently in the midst of has been going on since the weekend when my sister and my family member, who's not a family member, my buddy Steve, the two of them went to a concert this weekend, and good old reliable driver me had to go pick them up at the bus stop at like 1 o'clock in the morning. Usually, I really wouldn't want to go play taxi driver for anyone at 1 o'clock in the morning, but this is family, so of course. I mean, with these two people, I always have a good time, and there are always stories to be told. So I drive to the same bus station I drive to pretty much every day. And as I'm pulling into the parking lot, I see the seagull walking in front of my car. Now, see, I always find it funny when I see birds walking, because, I mean, let's face it, you have wings. Why don't you fly everywhere all the time? I don't care if it consumes energy. Dude, wings, fly! So I turn left to continue into the parking lot, and I see another bird walking in front of the car. I'm like, all right, what's with all these birds walking around? Is this like a thing they do at 1 a.m.? And I slowly look up to get a better shot, a better visual of the parking lot, and I kid you not, there were thousands of seagulls just sitting in this train station parking lot. I don't know why, and I am not exaggerating, because legitimately, you can ask anyone else who came off the bus when that bus eventually came. Thousands of birds just chilling. So I park the car, and I sit there for about 10 minutes thinking of what I'm going to do. Because you know me, I'm not the type of person to see something random and just let it pass me by. Eventually, the bus pulls in, and one by one, each person who was on that bus steps off and looks with a crazy expression on their face to note the massive flock of seagulls just chilling in the parking lot. None of them can explain it. So I see Steve coming off the bus. I said, yo, Steve, what's all these birds? And Steve looks at me like, I have no idea, but it's kind of strange. So I joke, note the word joke, I joke out loud, yo, we should totally run into these birds. And Steve laughs. And by this time, my sister's off the bus. She's like, you guys are crazy if you run into those birds. Now, there was another guy who had got off the bus from a couple people before them. And he, for some reason, is hanging around too. And he goes to me, yo, you totally got to go run in those birds and make a video of it. So I look at him. I look back to the people I'm with. I'm like, nah, I don't think I'm going to do that. He's like, yo, if you run in, I'll run in with you. Now, at that point, the light bulb goes off. This way, I can't die alone. So, fast forward 3 minutes later to me and this random dude who I've never met before that, and I'll probably never see again, sprinting into this flock of seagulls that, again, numbered in the thousands. The YouTube video is up. You can go check it out, GeniusBoy88. You'll see what I'm talking about. You may have to zoom in a bit, but it was the craziest adrenaline rush that I think you can get at, I don't know, 1-something in the morning.
This week on the program, we have one of my old buddies from work, Christian. He stepped up to the mic to talk about, well, okay, I'll be honest with you. We just shot this episode, and I'm still not really sure what we talked about. There's Pokemon, there's cookies. It's a pretty random one if you're into random podcasts. But you know what? That's just how we like it. So sit down, relax, chill for a bit. Let me and Christian ease your mind and enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen. Sitting here with a man. Who?
Is going to introduce himself.
He's going to introduce himself.
In a non-awkward way. Sir, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sir, my name is Christian.
And we are here today in William's Fresh Cafe, sipping a, what are you sipping?
Chocolate milkshake.
How is that?
It brought me to the yard.
Brought him to the yard, as milkshakes do. And I'm sipping a V8 because
he's...
That's what you do, man. You gotta have a V8.
Counteracting McDonald's.
The McDonald's I just had earlier, which
yeah.
I'm probably gonna feel terrible about one day, but not today. That was amazing.
It was
those
awesome.
Nuggets were proper. So, who are you? And why are you on this show? We should probably explain that.
Fuck, man. You're gonna make me do this shit?
Yeah.
My name is Christian. We have work.
We had work.
Yeah, he's gone now.
So if you've been listening to this show for the past however many months, and you know I had a proper job, a real job, which was amazing, eventually. The first few weeks sucked. First few months, very boring. Until we got to July,
where I came into his life.
When this man walked into my life,
I changed his life.
My job became amazing.
I opened the door.
And when he says open the door, he means that all of a sudden my day went from working to discussing Oreos, which we will talk about.
Lots of childhood stuff.
Various television shows.
Oh, yeah.
And the classic topic of all topics, where we should probably start, Pokemon. Classic Pokemon. None of these new Pokemon. No.
No, I
got classic.
No, the new shit. You gotta see that shit, man.
Yeah?
Some of it's nice.
What was the last game you played? The latest Pokemon
game? That black shit, you know, black and white. That shit that came out.
Was that good?
It was nice.
Can't complain. I haven't played a Pokemon since Silver.
That's fucking gay.
A little bit. Speaking of gay, I believe you wore a penis on your hat today.
It was very nice.
Should we explain this story?
Yeah, okay, this was the best. This was hilarious.
So we're on the way here, and
we stopped by the mall, man.
We had to go to the mall to get hand wraps.
It's wrist straps, man, for the gym.
Ah, okay.
What the fuck, man?
Which we didn't even find, did we?
No. Well, we did, but they sucked.
We needed quality ones.
We need the quality, man. I'm about quality. I'm a classy bitch.
He's a classy man. So as we're leaving, this classy man says, yo, I have to show you this hat. So we walk into this store. And we go to the back of the store. Now, if you're going to any store, obviously, the best things ever are in the back. So we walk straight to the back, and he shows me this hat. And would you like to describe this amazing, amazing hat?
It had a big cock on it.
Pretty much.
8 inches.
At least.
It had this little string on it. Okay, you put the hat on, and the big dick was sticking out. Like, it was like some disturbing little fucking dick. And it's sticking out. And you have the string. And you pull the string, and it makes the dick erect. It was the funniest thing.
And may I just say, you rocked that hat.
I rocked it. I looked really good in it, man.
It screamed your name.
It was amazing.
So we left there, went to McDonald's, and we also saw the greatest child ever. We're just going to dub Bob.
Yeah, his name's Bob.
We don't know his real name, but for all intents and purposes,
Bob.
He was Bob.
Bob.
Now, you're probably wondering why we love this kid so much, even though we've only known him for 5 minutes of life.
That was the best 5 minutes of life.
So what happened? His dad was telling him to put on his jacket?
Yeah, some shit like that.
And
he was like, why do I install rules? Like, he didn't want to put on the jacket.
So his dad was like, why do I make rules or whatever?
And the kid was just like...
His kid is like 4 or 5, keep in mind.
Yeah, and he was just like... Wait, what did he say?
I think he was like, I'm not going to answer that question because I already know the answer. And he just puts on his jacket and it disappears.
Very well-spoken kid for his age.
I'm still not sure where that kid went, because we saw his dad again later.
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
Put him in the trunk, probably.
Just threw him in the trunk. I'll show you.
I'll show you, not jacket wearer guy. I hate you, Bob.
Oh, poor child.
Poor child.
You know he's going to get it tonight. All right, so let's just trade work stories. As you are the person who changed my life at work.
Yeah, I did.
What did we do at work? What's our job?
Totes.
The most amazing job ever.
You sit around and do nothing. And that's totes.
Pretty much. And you get paid.
And you get paid for it.
So much better than what I do now.
It's pretty nice.
And we worked with a various set of characters.
We worked with a bunch of characters.
Well, there's me. I'm kind of strange as it is.
And there's me. I'm the awesome one.
He's fairly awesome. And then there's a whole set of other dudes. Shout out to Anthony.
Shout out to Anthony. You're
who,
cool.
Who wore one of the greatest t-shirts I've ever seen.
What was it?
I Heart Healthy Foods.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just watching, like, that would be amazing if you just put that shirt on, like, an obese dude. And it just would have been so ironic. Would have been amazing.
You seen the obese dude wear the I Beat Anorexia shirt, right?
No. I don't think I did.
Oh, okay. It's a picture on the internet. Really fat ass guy wearing a shirt that says I Beat Anorexia on it.
So congratulations to him, man.
I'm glad.
It's all about setting goals and achieving them.
And he did it.
And that guy did.
He did it.
Who else do we work with? We worked with... Shout out to Manveer.
I'm telling you.
And he rolls with all the jokes. So shout out to him. He was the
best. Yeah, shout out to Manveer.
Although we don't know where he went.
He just left.
He literally just kind of disappeared.
He disappeared, literally, yeah.
And...
Carmen San Diego.
Like, one day he was there, and then we never saw him again. And I'm still kind of hurt to this day, but...
We should publish a book, Where's Manveer?
He can be like Waldo.
Yeah, he's going
to
be Waldo.
He'd be wearing the Kiss shirt. And you just have to find him in this mass of people in a warehouse. I'd buy that.
I would buy that.
We should start a Kickstarter or something.
Shout out to Kamano.
Shout out to Kamano, man.
He's a good guy.
He's dopest dude.
He's a good guy.
You sit down and just have a good conversation with him. Shout out to Miguel and Pablo.
Yep, good the dudes. Best.
AKA Pablo the Don.
Pablo the Don.
Apparently he's a rapper. Now, I just learned this information, and we're trying to load his music video. But our buffering is suffering. So I haven't actually seen him rap on tape yet.
But he will shortly.
But you have. And he's decent. Is he decent?
He's decent. Anyways, Rubber. Have you talked about that?
I have not talked about Rubber.
Rubber.
Let me tell you how this conversation started.
The amazing movie. Number one bestseller.
We were having a poignant conversation about awesome movies, a.k.a. Sharknado.
A.k.a. fucked up movies that suck.
So we're watching Sharknado. Or we're talking about Sharknado. My friend Christian here says, that's all right. But have you seen the
that's
movie?
All right.
That's all right. I'm going to let you finish. But have you seen the movie Rubber? Now, I had never heard about Rubber. But can you explain what this movie is?
Rubber is the best movie. It's better than Toy Story. It's better than The Hangover. It's better than every movie.
No, but explain the plot.
Combined, put together.
People need to know.
I know, but I need to tell them how awesome it is first, because they need to get hyped up.
Okay.
People right here are at the end of their seat right now listening to this shit. They're like, yes, Rubber. So yeah, it's better than E.T.
It's better than E.T.
It's better than Free Willy. It's better than a lot of movies. Now listen, this is what it's about. It's about utter chaos. It's about...
Mass panic.
It's about destruction
in the streets.
Yes. It's about a tire, like, on your car.
And not four of them.
Just one.
Just the one.
And it doesn't even have, like, a hubcap in it or anything. It's just, like, an empty tire. And he goes around blowing shit up like he's some kind of mind-fucking freak.
And this is a real movie.
This is a real movie, man.
That exists.
He blows shit up, man.
Where'd you see it? Netflix?
Yeah.
So for those of you with Netflix... If you ever get a chance to watch this movie, Rubber.
Don't do it.
Or no, I say do it.
Or do it, sure.
But then after you waste at least an hour of your life, don't come back to my comment page and be like, hey, I want that time back.
Because you're not getting it back.
You're not going to get it back. It's just impossible to do.
Rubber.
Amazing.
Such, like, top quality, top notch.
It'll change your life. It'll make you want to start again. We were once having a conversation. We realized... Christian and I are on the same page in life.
Yeah.
If you start a new game of Pokemon, it'll take blue or red or yellow. Maybe not yellow. Who do you start with?
Bulbasaur.
All the time, right?
Bulbasaur.
If not Bulbasaur, who?
Bulbasaur.
Okay.
He's a good one.
Maybe a Squirtle.
Maybe Squirtle.
Who do you never start with?
Charmander.
Thank you. I'm glad people can see.
Like, he's okay, but, like, why the fuck would you choose Charmander?
It doesn't make any sense.
When you can choose, like, a fucking dinosaur with a plant on his back.
But technically, Charmander was...
You know what?
Dinosaur-esque.
Charmander is like Salamander. Get it? Like,
yes.
That's what his name
is. I see what you did there.
Yeah. Bulbasaur is like
But it doesn't make any sense to start with a Charmander.
It doesn't, no.
The first gym is rock. Rock beats fire. Second gym, water. Also beats fire.
Grass beats both of them.
Yeah. So if you want to win life, start with a Bulbasaur.
Start with a Bulbasaur. And then the next game, fuck the grass type and get the water type. You gotta get to the crocodile guy.
Just don't start with the If you start with a Charmander, I don't know what to say about you, man.
I don't know what to say about you, man. I know what to say. Fucking joining the bandwagon. That's it.
You saw that one Charizard Pokemon card?
And now you want Charizard. Just,
nah, don't
you
be so
like,
mainstream.
Charizard this, Charizard that.
Don't be mainstream, man. You gotta fight it.
All I want to think about is Charizard.
I'm not about that life.
Oh, Charizard.
Hardest Pokemon to catch.
Hardest Pokemon to catch.
So definitely not Mewtwo. Easiest thing ever.
Oh, definitely. Like, so easy.
Just show up with a Master Ball.
Actually, I think I wasted a Master Ball on like a on like a Venonat once or some shit like that.
But did you do the code to duplicate him?
No. I was just a little kid, man.
You I had thought he to looked duplicate. Cool. That was
I thought he looked cool.
Venonat looked alright.
He looked alright, and then he turned into some moth.
That moth was terrifying.
That moth was fucking nasty.
I didn't like seeing that thing. But hardest Pokemon to get, Abra?
Yeah, that he bitched out.
Abra was bad, eh?
Yeah, he bitched out. You try to catch him and he teleports.
Yep,
You know what,
time.
Though? If I could teleport, I would do the same shit. You ever see the anime? Ash is a pussy, man.
Okay, let's address this. The worst Pokemon trainer
is Ash.
Solely for the reason of giving away his good Pokemon.
Yeah, he does. He really does. He
gave away his Mankey.
He gave away his Charizard. Okay, you know what? Charizard... He's not my favorite, but, like, it was actually one of his best Pokemon, and he still gave it away.
And he gave away Squirtle, too?
Yeah.
Squirtle became, like,
was
a firefighter.
Amazing, yeah. Squirtle was a pimp. He had those glasses.
Yes, he did.
He gave away his Bulbasaur.
Did he give away the Bulbasaur?
I would never do that. Oh, no, he kept it. He kept it.
See, at least he knew that.
Yeah,
Keep the Bulbasaur.
He was like, you know what? What would Christian say?
Give away the ones you don't need.
And he kept it. So
I think he gave away Pidgeot. Was it still a Pidgeotto?
Man, no, yeah, he gave it away, Pidgeot.
Like, that's why at the end of Silver, I was so happy to just slap him around. Like, what's wrong with you? You should win this.
What else do we got here?
Okay, best type of cookie. Another conversation we had at work.
Red Velvet.
Where we just debated cookies would be the best type of cookie you can have.
Oreo.
Oreo, yes?
Yes.
So how do you feel about this Red Velvet? Because apparently you just had one recently.
Red Velvet is healthy. You know what's healthier? Oreos. I love them. They're healthy for your soul.
Yeah, but you haven't had the heads or tails, man.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta have that.
Can you tell them about that yet?
It's the Oreo, and one of the sides of it is black, the other side, straight up golden. And it's so good.
Yeah.
It's quality cookie.
Quality. Quality. That's the word of the day.
Have you had the mint one?
No.
Pretty good.
I need to try
Pretty
it.
Good. The mint one's been around for a while, though.
Birthday cake.
Didn't have it.
That's a flavor.
Didn't have it, no.
Birthday cake.
There's a Halloween one, too.
Anyway, to wrap this up.
Want people to follow you on the internet?
Instagram.
Are you on Instagram?
Pacheco Kid. One
nice.
Word.
All right, so find him if you can find him.
You'll find me. I'm the best one.
Although, to be fair, when I tried to find this guy on Facebook,
you know what?
He did not exist.
Blah, blah, blah,
this guy
blah,
didn't
blah,
even
blah,
exist
blah,
when he
blah,
tells
blah.
Me, oh yeah, here's my name, just
blah,
type it
blah,
in.
Blah, blah.
Wasn't even there. So hopefully you can find him, because I didn't. So for me and mine, to you and yours, shout out to
Shalom.
Pablo the Don. Shalom.
Your raps are nice.
He's that dude.
He's a good
guy.
We
want in the next video.
He will be in the next video for sure.
I want a verse, bro. Anyways,
farewell.
So
farewell.
We're done.
I tried to tell you this was a random episode, but you didn't want to believe me, did you? No, you stayed all the way to the end. Are you proud of yourself? Because I'm proud of you. Super proud of you. Thank you. I'm very appreciative. Congratulations to you. In fact, go hug yourself. Yeah, feels good, doesn't it?
All right, there you go. Be sure to go check out my man Christian on Instagram. Show him some love. And while you're showing people love, hey, feel free to hit me up over on youtube.com/geniusboy88. That's where we keep all the videos. If you want to see me running around at ridiculous hours of the night chasing seagulls, if you want to follow me on Twitter and just see what I'm doing throughout the day, twitter.com/thatcsaguy. And I've got a blog that exists. I'm not going to promise I update it a lot, but whenever there's a new episode of this show, I can guarantee you'll find it over there, thatcsaguy.podomatic.com. Don't forget to rate the show over in iTunes. Please, if you can, write us a quick review. Each one helps. And yeah, that wraps it up from here, man. You have been listening to the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. And before we go, here's some words of wisdom. No destination, just a tank full of gas and a mind full of dreams. Thank you, Jody High Roller.
Hey, Peter. Shout out to Peter. Joe Swanson.
Nice. That's a quality Joe Swanson.
Quality, wasn't it?
That was pretty good. Do it again. Can you do it again? What else do you have?
Hey, Peter. I have SpongeBob.
Amazing.
People are looking at me. I like it.